ocean. Anything to shake this mud I'm in. But tank's got me drinking.
So you can't really blame us if we weren't ready and like live and on, you know?
But you've known for a while now.
Oh, have we? Have we actually known
for a
while?
And you're still not paying attention.
I don't have to look at you. I don't have to look at this computer to listen to you. I have earbuds. I don't have to read your lips.
So are we going to say this is the game that Polito and Russell finally start? Or are they to that point yet, you think?
I don't know. I have seen nothing from training. Was that today, the press availability?
There was. It was.
And we didn't get any more information on that question?
I very specifically asked it in a kind of, I shouldn't say very specifically. I did specifically ask it, though, if they were ready to do a full 90 or start. And Peter was very good about everybody's inching their way back to health.
He ain't gonna tell RSL.
That's all he had to respond with. That's it.
He talked longer than that, but that was the essential quote right there.
Well, he's not gonna tell RSL anything. Come on.
And I asked Johnny, I said, how you doing? You know, are you ready to get out there and start after having not been, after having come off the bench for the last couple games? And he's like, well, you know, always got to be prepared to start. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe you should ask better questions. No, just kidding.
Johnny will start. I feel good about Johnny.
Okay, so then what does that do to the lineup? Do you think that pushes Shelton to the left and Shalvey to the bench? What do you guys think?
Yes.
Based on what, Cody Bradley?
Based upon the amount of goals that Shelton has scored this year?
That's what I was going to say.
And personal, my own personal opinion.
Well, give us your personal opinion. I mean, you're picking on Thad about not talking. Come on, man.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess
have an opinion, man. Come on, have an opinion.
I guess it's probably good to keep putting trust in Shalvey and see if he can keep building on whatever he's started the season with. So, yeah, I don't know. I would be fine with that either way.
And why would you think Johnny would start instead of Polito? Or, I mean, you think Johnny would start and maybe Polito not?
I 100% made that up. I pulled that out of my ass. It was just hopeful thinking.
Because Polito came in at 45 last time, where Johnny came in at like 73, 75.
Yeah, I know. But I just made it up.
That was not based upon your spying upon training?
No, I didn't go to training.
Well, no, nobody does.
I know. What a weird... It's just so unique to MLS doing this. It's only in MLS, I guess, is it like that. Everyone else gets to see something. They get video from training. They don't just... The two star players are out, and they just go, oh, yeah, everyone's working their way back. That won't fly. That doesn't fly in any other league in the world.
It's been different for like a year now. I wonder why that could be. What's happened in the last year plus that could have changed that?
I understand. I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with what Sporting is doing. It's just a weird situation. I know we talked about this last year, but it's still just... It's just such a weird thing.
Well, you make it sound like there's no other league in the world that does that. I would imagine there is. In WSL right now, I can't get into their practice either. They've had like two opportunities to see their practice.
I guess I was thinking top flight male sports of the world is what I was thinking.
Why does this situation remind me of growing up when I had two brothers who I was kind of like the go-between, and they didn't like each other? Why do I feel that way?
I love Cody, man.
I don't know, because I don't even really like you, Bob. So.
No, okay. So, all right. I agree with Thad that Polito's probably more likely to start. So I can see a maybe Shelton, Polito, Shaoli, and then Busio back to the midfield. Who does that sit in the midfield then, you guys think?
Kinda.
Go ahead.
So why is everybody so, and apparently you, Thad, wanting to sit Gotti Kinda, a DP, on the bench? Why is everybody wanting to do that?
Who's everybody wanting to do that? Who are you referring to?
All the people commenting on you know, the BlueTestament.com and stuff. Why do people want to do this?
Are you shaming our commenters?
I'm curious.
I don't know. I like Gotti.
I like Gotti. I don't necessarily always like how he connects with other people.
Okay, elaborate.
I don't always like how he connects with other people.
That's not an elaboration. That just gave me. That was the same amount of words.
No, he actually reminds me a lot of Johan, because he's very unpredictable in what he's going to do.
God, Johan Quaze reference?
Oh, God.
He's more successful at it.
Let it be, but yeah.
He's more successful at it than Johan was. But only to a certain degree. He's unpredictable. I never feel like I know where he's going to go, like which pass he's going to make, or if he's just going to dribble it. And sometimes it really works, but it also makes other people not know what he's going to do and puts them in an awkward position sometimes too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. I would almost rather him come in a little bit later to create chaos against tired players. But it's still going to be a hard situation. We still don't know about Ilya, because again, I mentioned Ilya when I asked Peter and he said everybody was inching their way back. I'll assume that since he wasn't even on the bench last week, he would not start right. this week.
Right.
So you probably still have Remy at six. Do you have Busio and Kinda in the midfield with no bite from Roger for 75 minutes or whatever that would be?
Yeah.
So I think Roger being in there against a team that, whether anybody really remembers it, is still a rival that kind of gives people each other trouble at times. So,
right.
So that's kind of part of it for me.
So obviously you didn't get any word on Izamat Marin then either.
Got really no word on anybody.
Yeah. Cool. Accurate partial information, but that's what everyone gets right now.
Okay, so what did you guys really think of Poonsik's performance coming in last game?
I did not notice too terribly much of a difference. I actually kind of forgot that was even a thing, that Izzy went out like that.
I think Poonsik came in and did not do great. He wasn't completely terrible, but it wasn't the chemistry wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think with more reps, that'll improve a little bit because he's a good player. But
I think he's fine.
Yeah, not going to be Izamat and Fontas.
I think he is very deservedly a third center back. I don't know that the first two are one and two, but he's deservedly a three.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We might have MLS. We might have two number three people who should be third, but yeah, that's
that he's an MLS number three. Okay.
Because even going back to last year, a lot of times other players would get the blame for goals, but there was things that he was standing there watching also. And as an experienced center back, he should have maybe done a little bit better on some of those. And I can't go back and point out specific ones right now, but he often didn't get blamed as much as other players did.
So how long do you guys think it is before people start targeting Busio? I mean, he's playing very well. He's putting the ball in the back of the net. He's just playing well. How long do you think it's before they start targeting him?
Well, I don't think that has ever stopped. I guess it'll just be how long before we hear someone leak something.
No, I don't mean that. What I mean is opposing defenses before they start really focusing on shutting him down.
Just hammering him.
Yeah.
Well, they got to catch him first.
Honestly, I think they already do.
Well, where he's been playing kind of lends that. Yeah, right. But if he's more free, I just wonder if they're going to focus on him as much. I assume they would.
Well, and that's the other thing for him. He's going to benefit from having Pulido and
exactly
Johnny out there, because that does take more attention away from him.
Of course.
Shallowy having success, you know, maybe that's actually part of reason Shallowy's had a little more, or that's, I don't say the reason, it's not the reason. Shallowy doing the good things that he's done is the reason he has success. But them looking at Busio just a touch more, maybe lent a little assistance to that.
Right, right. Agreed.
Well, I mean, the fact that we got zero updates today on injuries took my whole podcast plan out of the window.
Well, expect that to be the norm.
Well, the update is they are inching back to being ready and healthy.
Okay, what an update that is.
And I was actually hoping, like, because after I asked the lead question for that, I was hoping like one of the other people would say, so Peter, could you specify how Ilya is or something? But no, nobody else picked it up.
So let's make sure we have the quote right. What is it again? Inching back to being healthy,
something like that. Yeah,
inching back to health.
Yeah. No, there's no specificity in any of those words.
There is not. There's no specificity.
That's what you should open the podcast with.
There will be no specificity in anything that Vermees gives us until we get a chance to see them in person again.
I know.
Hey, okay. On a different note, you guys were both at the stadium? Uh-huh. Both at the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good was it to be back in the stadium?
It felt good. It seemed like there were a lot of people there. Like, as much as a game where when they were in that sellout stretch, I'm pretty sure they would have just called that one a sellout during that run there. there was a good amount of people there. And yeah, it was, you know, the sights and sounds and smells, it was good to see again.
Yeah, there were more people there than I thought. But one thing that I thought was weird is at the game, I thought the team really tired after like the 65th, 70th minute. It's like, wow, they look bush. And, you know, you can see other things when you're at the game, you look at other things. I rewatched on TV and I didn't notice that so much. But at the game, I was like, oh God, they're gassed. So that was kind of weird.
I don't recall seeing that. They shouldn't have if
healthy,
one healthy center, one fresh center back came in. Okay, predictions. Let's make some ridiculous predictions here.
3-1 Sporting.
Who scores the three goals?
Shallowy, Russell, Polito with two assists to Busio.
Oh, wow. That's a dream scenario for this game. Absolutely dream scenario. I'm just going to say that one. I want that one too. I second that. Robert, go ahead. What do you got?
Easy way out. Well, with all the detailed information we have, I'm going to assume that Easy is not going to start in the back. So I say we lose 2-1.
You're a resident negative person here, aren't you?
No.
Don't feel bad, Robert. I've been told that too.
3-1 us? Come on.
No, I think I just say that to both of you all the time. That you're
yeah, I've you've accused me of that too. All right. So the really, really big question is, why was Ochoa not suspended for a game for kicking a ball at the fans?
I guess I kind of forgot about it. I knew that they were going to, I guess. You got to do it before the next game, right? I didn't even really think about that. I guess it should have happened if he was going to be suspended. That is
the disciplinary committee posted today. I tweeted that out, by the way, if you ever followed my tweets, that they have given him a fine for having violated the policy of endangering fans. But that was it.
Oh, Thad, I think you should be fined for pronouncing specificity wrong. I forgot about that.
Or specify.
As soon as you can show me the rules, I will comply.
I gotta get rules for this written down. Does it need to be laminated? The other side don't seem so tough. And 3-1 goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolve comes off my butt buttons. Got me drinking. My butt buttons. Drinking, my football team's got me drinking.
vision. Anything to shake, that's what I'm in. My butt buttons got me drinking. My butt buttons got me drinking. My butt buttons got me drinking.